Okay, today we're beginning the Drush HaAsiri, the 10th Drusha of the Ran, about Parshas Ekev, and in the Mosad Rav Kook, we're on page Shin Ayin Beis. So the Ran starts off this Drusha with the Pasuk that most of us are familiar about, V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem L'kech HaShalom Yimach, the famous Pasuk of Jewish people, what does Hashem ask from you? And it's a long list, Kim L'yiras Hashem L'kech, just to fear God, to go in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him, with all your heart and soul, to keep all the mitzvos, L'tov Lach, that it should be good for you. So here goes. The Ran starts. Parshazu. This parsha is Kshura V'dvukim Im Shalamayim Mimena. This pasuk of what does God want from you, just to do all the mitzvos, so that it should be heard from you. This is connected to what was said before. Gebitchila Hizi Yisrael Shnei Dvarim. Because Hashem, or Moshe, whatever, Hashem wanted to warn the Jewish people about two things. Echad, number one, Shelo Yitlu Hatzlachasim Bekocham Me'otzim Yadam. First thing that the Jewish people were warned about is that they shouldn't think that if they are matzliach, if they're successful, they shouldn't, in whatever they're successful in, business, war, whatever it is, they shouldn't think it's because of their own power. Vasheni, the second thing they're warned about is shlo yitlu kibush harotzos bizchusam, that they shouldn't think that Hashem allowed them to conquer all the nations in Israel, to conquer Israel, because they're such great tzaddikim. Ki lemaila mize amar, because earlier it says, pentochal v'savata ubatim tovim tivne. So the pasuk said before that if you, when you go to Israel, lest you eat a lot and you'll get satiated because you'll have a lot of food and you'll build beautiful houses. You'll sit in your beautiful houses. You'll have a lot of cattle, which was the wealth in those days. So you have a lot of money, food, house, you'll have everything good. When are you going to start saying, you'll start saying to yourself, in your heart, the way I got all this stuff is because I'm so strong and I'm so smart and I'm so brilliant. That's how I got rich and was able to conquer nations. You should remember Hashem your God. It's Hashem who gives you the power to get all this money and to conquer lands, get everything you have. It means to teach you with this. So the Ran says, what this pasuk is trying to tell you is, it's not false that certain people have talents. There are people with talents. Some people are just good at stuff, good at business, good at war, strong. People do have talents. Some people are naturally smart, brilliant. Some people aren't so bright, but they're street smart and they're good at business. They're good at making money. So then it's somewhat true that the rich guy could say, he could say that because it's because he's naturally good at business. He's a good negotiator. He's a hacker, whatever it is. He's able to make money. So he could honestly say it's because of me that I made this money, because I'm talented at this, I'm good at it. Im kol zeh, still, says the Ran, im heyosha koach ahuna tuabach. It's not false. You're right. You do have talents. Even though it's true that there is, you have certain abilities, zachor tiskor sheha koach ahu mi nasno elecha, umi ayin ba. Think to yourself, why is it I'm so good at business? Why is it I'm just naturally good at negotiating? How did I get this talent? How come I have a higher IQ than the next guy? Obviously, how'd you get that? How'd you get the higher IQ? Why, you're 6'5" and really strong, and that's why you're good in battle? How'd that come to you? How'd you become 6'5"? Fuhu omru, and that's what the pasuk says, v'zachartes Hashem Elokecha. Remember God, ki hu hanosin lecha koach la'asar tzchayel. Remember God, He's the one who gave you the koach to do it, to win. Lo omer v'zachartes Hashem Elokecha ki hu hanosin lecha chayel. Pasuk actually doesn't say, remember God who gave you the money. Shem Cain, because if that's what it said, because then it would sound like that your natural talents at business had nothing to do with you making the money. Vein hadavar kein, and said the Ran, that's not necessarily so. It could be your talents did help you get it. Lefika chamar, therefore the pasuk says, ki hem hayosh kokh acha elsa es achayel hazeh, even though it's true your talents and abilities got you the money, possibly, tizkor nosin hakoach ahu yizbach, remember, who gave you the brains? Who gave you the thought to invest today? Who put that power in your head to have that talent to see when it's a good time to invest or how to negotiate or any other talent you have? Pass the test. It's Hashem who gives you this power. So remember, whatever you have comes from Hashem. And afterwards, Amr, it says, Shema Yisrael, hear the Jewish people, Atov Eres HaYarden. You're going over the Jordan. Lavo L'Reshes Goyim Gedolim to go conquer stronger nations than you, right? Here the Torah doesn't say, when it says you're going to get rich, you're going to say, oh, that's because of my abilities. And it may be partially because of your abilities, so you should know who gave you those abilities. It's Hashem. Next thing is, it's saying when you're going to conquer nations that are much stronger than you, it doesn't bother saying, oh, it's because I'm so strong. Aval Omer, rather, the Pasuk says, Al Tomer Bilvavcha, don't say in your heart, Bahadov Hashem Elokecha Osamel Fanecha, when Hashem kicked them out of these lands, Lomar Betzid Kasi, Heviyani Hashem, it's because I'm so such a great tzaddik, because since I'm so holy, Hashem did miracles for me and kicked the guy out of Israel. Don't say that. The Hukomer, and that's like saying, Pasuk is saying, Shema'ini Israel, Jewish people, listen to me. Od b'davar echad, on something else, Shani Mesapik Mimcha, that I'm not sure if you got. Ki ata overes hayarden, you're now going to over the Jordan River. Lavo l'reshet goyim gedolim atumim mimcha, you're going to go conquer nations that have much stronger armies than you. I'm not worried you're going to say, oh, you know why I conquered this super huge army? It's because I'm so great. Because they're much stronger than you. You're not going to think, oh, it's my super strong strength or great wisdom that made me conquer the enemy. Because it's like if a little teeny country goes to war with America and conquered the whole country, it would be an ace. You know, no one would think, oh, it's because I'm so strong. Everyone would know exactly why it happened. It happened because God made it happen for you. So we're not worried here when you're going up against nations that are much stronger than you, that you're going to think, oh, it's because I'm so strong that you won the war. You're going to know it's not because you're so strong, because it wouldn't have worked. You'll know from the people from the Meraglim, that they're really strong people here, giants. So you're not going to think it's because of your strength that you conquered the land. You know now that it's Hashem who helped you conquer this land. You know it's not because of your own power that you won, because you couldn't win on your own. What I'm worried about is, this is what Moshe was worried about, or Hashem, whatever it is, Hashem, Moshe. This is what we're worried about. So, Tomer B'Vavcha, that you shouldn't say in your heart, Shim Heyosha Hashem Yisbarach Hadafim V'lo B'Kochacha, when I'm afraid more that what's going to happen is, in this case, is that when you see that Hashem kicked the Goyim out of these lands, and even though you couldn't have won without Hashem's help, you're going to think, oh, well, if Hashem did a miracle for me to kick these Goyim out, it must be because I'm a truly great tzaddik. This is an interesting thing the Ran says. A person's natural gaiva, haughtiness. A person has a natural gaiva. Verum levavo, hamachlif motzoso. So a person's natural tendency towards being a bal gaiva, and which messes up his thoughts. Huliyachis hatzlachosav laatzmo. Person always thinks it's somehow because of me. That's just the person's natural tendency. Latzad miatznadim, in some way. And if it's something that you could say, it's because you're so smart and you're such a good negotiator or whatever it is. So then you think it's because I was really smart. I outsmarted the guy. You think it's you that way. And then when you see, well, it can't possibly have been because I was smarter, I got lucky here, or God did an open miracle for me. Then it's got to be for you some other way. So, oh, it's because I'm such a great tzaddik. It's always me. Some way it's me, either because I'm smart, or if I couldn't have won this way, it's because I'm a tzaddik. That's why God gave it to me. So this is what a person's natural gaiva would lead them to. L'chein Amar, therefore the pasuk says, "B'ki b'shagayim e'ela ha'tzumim," when you're going to conquer the gayim that are stronger, asher nimtra me'menu mizimascha v'kochacha, that for sure they're stronger than you and better than you, so you're not going to think it's your own power. Yari Enochid, I'm afraid of something else. I'm afraid you Jewish people are going to think it's because you're great tzaddikim. Do not do that. That's why the pasuk says, Kiam Kshayorefata, you're a stiff-necked nation. And as far as your righteousness, you're not fitting for this. Because you did lots of averus yourselves. Because as it's mentioned in the parsha, many averus that the Jewish people had done. And as generally the pasuk says, that you were rebellious with Hashem from the time I knew you, says Moshe. So it's not because you're great tzaddikim, It's rather because they are big Rishayim. So the pasuk continues, V'achar shehiflig laharos eleim, or the parsha continues, and now, when after Moshe explains to them, it's not because you're smarter. If it is because you're smarter, it's because Hashem gave you smartness. And if you conquered places that you had couldn't possibly have conquered, it's because Hashem did a miracle for you because they were such Rishayim. And then, Rov Pisham, Rov Avonim, when he shows the Jewish people all their Averis that they did, like the Pasuk says, and then the Pasuk says, you've done all these Averis, Jewish people. And what does Hashem want from you? Just to fear God and keep his mitzvos. So what does that mean? Kolomer, it means to say like this, says the Ran. Hincha roa, ki fri rov ashmascha, leyaspik lecha, kal asher lecha, bekofer nafshcha. Based on all these things that I just listened in the Torah, you know, where he's saying, don't think it's your righteousness you conquered the Goyim because you did plenty of Averos. So now what? Well, if you want to have kapara, you want to get close to Hashem, there shouldn't be anything that should be enough for you. Because when you did so many Averos, What should really be enough to get you to do tshuva? It should be impossible. Vim calls in with all this, Hashem is baruch l'rov chasdo, because Hashem has so much chesed. Einu shol mimach. All he asks from you is kim liyaroso le'avoso, just to fear God, love God, do his mitzvahs, like you said. Ubazal derech. This is similar to what we said. Shamar navi, that the navi says. If you remember, it's b'makah deim Hashem yikaf l'lekeim aram. Right. This is going to be a short repeat of what was said in the drush. Hashishi, the Psukim in Micha, that Micha says, in the Navi Micha, and Micha says, what can I bring to you, Hashem? Can I bring you my firstborn? Nothing should be enough. It's the same idea. What can I bring to you, Hashem? Should I bring you thousands of sheep? The Navi there is saying what a sinner who's trying to do tshuva should be saying. Even if a person gave everything to do tshuva, a person does a horrible avera, and then they want to give everything they can to do tshuva, nothing should be enough. That's what it should be. Even one sin should be enough. Because the punishment should fit how great the one who asked you the thing to do was. So in other words, something more we can relate to, you know, if the 10th grade Rebbe tells you to do something and you don't listen, that's one chutzpah. If the principal tells you to do something, that's another level of chutzpah. If the Gadol Ador comes to visit your yeshiva and he asks you to do something, that's even a greater level of chutzpah. So the greater the one who asked you to do it, and you don't do it, the worse it is, and therefore the worse onish there should be. So again, Shein Safik Shonish Kol Mamre Roish Yigdal Kvikoach HaMetzav. The punishment you get of not listening should be relative to the one who asked you to do it. Yosu Roish Yei Anish Mishi Yamra Tzivoy Mishnah HaMelech Mimishi Yamra Tzivoy Echad Mipikidav. Makes sense that you should get a bigger onesh, someone who doesn't listen to the commandment of the vice president, whatever, the second in command, more than someone who doesn't listen to a minister. Then someone who doesn't listen to the king gets an even bigger punishment than someone who doesn't listen to the second in command. Since the obligation to do a mitzvah should be greater based on the greatness of the person who asked you to do it, So the punishment should be greater if the person who said to do it was greater. So when the person who commanded you to do it is so great that his greatness is endless, God, so then the punishment should be endless. Impossible. And if it's impossible, so then you would think it should be okay. If it's impossible to get a kapara for even one avera, then it should be at least the maximum humanly possible. Because the punishment should fit what you did. So if what you did is impossible, it's priceless, or in the negative way, it's impossible to value the negativity done. Rosh Yir Hayoser Gedolim Shefsher. So then the punishment should be equally infinite. Kasher Nemer, Sheyefsher, Sheyeshalim, Haben, Gmul La'aviv. So this is what the pasuk is trying to tell you, that it's impossible for a father to pay back a son. I'm sorry, the other way around. A son to pay back a father. Kal Kol, Asher Gmalahu. For everything that the father did for the son, it's impossible to pay back a parent. So when a son can pay back the father, then it's impossible to pay back the father for everything he did for the son. But so what you should give is everything you possibly can. So similarly, someone who rebels against God, his rebelliousness is infinite, based on who you rebelled against. It makes sense, so the punishment should also be as much as possible. That's why the Navi was saying, what can I come to you, Hashem? What can I give you? That's why it starts off, exalted, Marom is right, and as super high. God of the high, as high as can be. Exalted God. The most exalted that there can be is God. So, how can I do tshuva? What can I do to give to you, Hashem, that would be enough? Should I give my firstborn b'kofer pishi? Should I give my children as a kapara? Nothing would be enough. And the answer to that was, right, when Hashem responds in the Navi over there, Hashem says, I'll tell you what's good. And what does Hashem want? Ki'im. Just, right, like the pasuk says, Yimasos Mishpat, right? It lists a few things there. Hashem only wants a few things. It doesn't expect from us absolutely, we should give everything as kapara. Hashem doesn't need that. Shemayosh Yiyim in Raika Sharamarta, even though it's right that it's fitting that you should give everything you have. To do tshuva, you should have to give everything you possibly have. And Hashem is Berach. Hashem doesn't need all that, doesn't want all of that. Hashem's not interested in destroying people. All Hashem wants is to fix your soul, to fix your neshama, and therefore all Hashem wants is you to do mishpat, chesed, tznei alechas, right? Do all the mitzvahs, and that's similar to what the pasuk is saying here, that even though you did all these terrible averos, all Hashem wants from you is to just keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. Doesn't need anything else. So even though it's a long list, but based on what we did, based on the averos, the list of what Hashem wants you to do, keep all the mitzvahs, it's nothing, relatively speaking. So that's what it means. What does Hashem want from you? Just this. Even though it seems like a tall order, but relative to what we did, it's not such a tall order. Okay, we'll stop here and continue next week.